Today, President Bush took his plan for Medicare reform and a prescription drug benefit on the road with a speech to healthcare workers in Chicago. Mr. Bush urged Congress to take action on his proposal before the 4th of July.
I want to sign this into law. I want to sign Medicare reform into law, and I want to sign medical liability reform into law so that we can look the American people in the eye and say we have done our job. We saw a problem and we fixed it.
The president's choice of Chicago for this policy stump speech was no accident. White House strategists have their sights set on a strong showing in Chicago and Illinois overall in 2004, despite the fact that the state went to the Democrats in the last two presidential elections and that Democrats hold all but one executive office in the state. This is a Democratic stronghold, and yet the Republican Party's confidence that President Bush will do well here does not seem so far-fetched when you sit down and talk to voters. This is Manny's Coffee Shop on the southern fringe of the downtown loop. Manny's is legendary for two things: thinly sliced corned beef sandwiches stacked so high they nearly tumble off the plate, and Democrats not afraid to speak their minds. Manny's, with its vast dining room, is a required stop for Dems on the campaign trail. But conversations with voters during a lunch rush last week were somewhat surprising. Every diner we spoke with expressed deep frustration with the National Democratic Party, and most confessed, even grudgingly, a certain degree of respect for the current administration and admiration for President Bush. Tom Raymond was having lunch with friends.
Next election, I would vote for Bush. He's doing a decent job. I thought he handled the terrorist problem, 9-1-1, very well. And the Democrats haven't done anything to make me change my mind about him.
My name is Gwen Mims, and I don't think anyone from the Democratic Party has really risen to the level of really speaking to me. You know, if I had to vote right now, I would really be in a pickle.
A few feet over, a table of trial lawyers is finishing off mounds of fragrant pastrami. They identify themselves as Democrats, but that doesn't mean they'll vote that way. Kevin Yen says he's leaning toward President Bush.
Number one, he's handled himself pretty well throughout this whole war, number one. But I guess wars make great presidents, right? And this tax break he's given us is pretty nice, too.
His colleague, Dave Rosenfeld, also says he's a Democrat, but he too plans to vote for President Bush a second time, and he explains why. It's not that he divorced the Democrats. He's still happy with the party on a local level.
On a national level, where I think most of the voters feel apathetic, there are no Democrats who are going to step up and lead the party. And if there are, I'll be more than happy to support them.
More than a dozen stops north on Chicago's fabled L train sits the 48th Ward. It's the city's most densely populated precinct and a primary point of entry for new immigrants. Just a block from the Bryn Mawr L stop, down a busy street lined with Vietnamese and Greek restaurants, Mexican bakeries, and West African markets, the alderman, Marianne Smith, maintains a storefront office.
Good morning, Alderman Smith's office. How can we help you?
Here in Chicago, politics are about action. This is what have you done for me lately, government.
Mr. Handelman, good morning. It's extremely important that I speak to you as soon as possible about the problem building on Elmdale.
So the party faithful in this local ward are unsettled when they look to the National Party and see inaction.
I just do not see what the Democratic Party is doing strategically to regain power in Washington or to have a voice in this critical time.
That's Alderman Marianne Smith. She's sitting in her office along with three of her lieutenants, all longtime Democratic activists. As such, they don't usually criticize their own party, at least not in public, but none of them are happy.
You know, we all get tired of hearing a pot shot here and a pot shot there. What we want to see and what we want to feel is a comprehensive strategy that's going to deal with today's issues.
Mm-hmm. This is Mike Chorus. I think nationally we Democrats have done a terrible job in communicating to our people. The Republicans have seized on that they are waving the flag and defending us, and that's not true. We Democrats have got a track record through this last century, and we are sitting quietly with our hands folded and not speaking up.
So what we have here is a failure to
communicate. I didn't want to use that, and I kept repeating the word, but it is. It's Kool-Aid Luke.
The Democrats worry that the party's failure to communicate will present an opportunity to Republicans reminiscent of the 1980 election when Ronald Reagan, known as the Great Communicator, did very well in Illinois. Republicans then capitalized on widespread discontent among ethnic blue-collar Democrats and religious conservatives. For 2004, strategists in the White House say the GOP is again angling for the ethnic vote, this time targeting immigrants from Southeast Asia, Eastern Europe, and Latin America, who demonstrate great patriotism. Alderman Smith is aware of the threat.
We understand why we win and lose votes here. We understand why Reagan took votes here. We understand why our Democratic candidates for governor win big here. We understand that very clearly, but it's up to the Democratic Party now to get its act together.
This playground represents another battleground in the upcoming election, the fight for the votes of those so-called soccer moms. Republican strategists are hoping that a wartime president who's leading an ongoing battle against terrorism will hold special appeal for these women. This park in suburban Evanston, just past the city limits, is filled with middle-class mothers and their children just before the dinner hour. Liz Stightley spoke to us with one eye always fixed on an infant daughter just learning how to walk and a highly spirited four-year-old son. Like many of the women here, Stightley is a Democrat, concerned about education, health care, and the environment. But now there are new worries that never seem to go away. Safety. Security.
I started buying canned goods, and I did not buy duct tape, but I worried a lot. And then I would hear, you know, that it's now code orange, and now it's, you know, and I just decided, you know, the President Bush really wants us to be scared, because if we're scared, then all the war that he's instigating is, we will back him if we're scared.
And are you scared right now?
I'm terrified. I'm terrified.
What are you afraid of?
I'm scared that, like the other night, the kids were in bed, my husband was out, and I started to hear this siren, and I didn't know what it was. I thought something was happening. Like I thought there was some kind of chemical war thing happening in my neighborhood. I just sat there and went, whoa, and then it stopped after like 20 minutes.
And with these new worries about security, Stightley is reevaluating the qualities she looks for in a leader. To her own surprise, President Bush is suddenly more appealing.
He's the one thing about him that I think is kind of compelling as a leader is that Bush is gonna like pull and shoot. And while I don't believe in pulling and shooting, I think that, you know, no one's gonna call his bluff. And in that way, I think he's got something, you know, which I would never have said. Yeah, I don't even know if I believe myself now. It's very confusing.
To be fair, it's still early. The political landscape will shift several times between now and next November, but this is Chicago. If there's anywhere in the country where one might expect to find voters enthusiastic about the Democratic Party, it's right here. Based on the voters we spoke with, enthusiasm right now is in rather short supply.